We are learning Maseches Barabasha Daf Kuf Yuchesam Beis. We are starting 8 lines from the top of Kuf Yuchesam Beis. Beginning of a line, the beginning of the line says Meraglim. Going back to explain the Brayso, so we still have to come back to 3 more kashas from our Papa Asked Abaya, but we just have to discuss a different part of the Brayso before we get to that kasha. It said in the Brayso before on Daf Kuf Yudzayin, and it said Meraglim Yeshua v'kol not to chelka. It came to Meraglim who said Lashon Hara about. They came to the spies, they lost an arbiter at all, they did not get any chelik, and who got the chelik? Yeshua and Kalev got the chelik. What's the makar that Yeshua and Kalev got the chelik of the Meraglim in Eretz Yisrael? Amo Ulo, Dama Kral, Pasuk says, V'Yeshua and Benum, V'Kalev Benifuna, Choyim and Noshim Mehim, Ha'holchim Lasur Asara. That's what Pasuk says, that they lived from the 12 spies, they too lived, they too stayed alive. Now, my choyu, ilayma means kapshute choyu mamish, that they didn't die, they didn't get killed in the magefa, that killed the meraglim. But ksiv krachuina, there's another pasuk, that's clearly, there was no one left from the spies, kim kalev yifun, vishu venun. And this is even more from all the people who complained about the spies, talking about everyone, not after the spies, the pasuk talking about all the people in the midbar, the ones who were left of these two, but upon them, either way, you see they stayed alive. So what do you say, choyu? We know they stayed alive. When it says in the pasuk Yeshua ben Nun v'kalev ben Funa choyim anashim mehem, what does that mean? Shechoyu bechelkom, that they were yerish their chelik b'makim them. They lived b'makim them by having their chelik. Now it said in the brayso also misloinim in vadas kairach loy hoylem chelik baris. The misloinim will see who they are exactly. The complainers and the vadas kairach did not have a chelik baris. And pasuk b'shara means that they didn't give a chelik at all. So their chelik was spread out between all the shvatim. Freit the Gemara, a bright says not like that. But Tanya says the bright says Meraglim, the Misloinim, and Das Karech, Yeshua v'Kalv, not to Chalakim. Yeshua v'Kalv got their chelik as well. They got the Misloinim and Das Karech's chelik as well. So here, one hand with Smashma didn't have a chelik. And this bright says that Yeshua v'Kalv got it. Gemara says, Takam achlekes tanoim, loy kasha. But it's a machlekes if you make a hekish Misloinim to Meraglim. Mar makish, because by the Meraglim is before, Shchoyim and Anoshim Mehem, that they got the chelik. The machlekes is, do we make a hekish from a slain to meraglim? Mar makish from slain to meraglim. Mar le makish from slain to meraglim. Those don't make a hekish. Where is the pasuk of this hekish? Tailand in a braisa. In the braisa, where it talks about the pasuk that the menois slavchad, the daughters of slavchad, tainid, they came over to Moshe and they said like this, that our father died in the midbar. The lashon is like this, Avinu meis midbar. Our father died in the midbar, but who loy hoyo b'seicha eida hanoyadim al Hashem b'adas karech? He bechetoy meis. So vonam loy hoyoloy. They were telling that he should get a chelik because he was not part of the chaytim. He wasn't part of b'seicha eida hanoyadim al Hashem b'adas karech. He bechetoy meis. He died. Some say he was the mekayshish eitzim. He gathered eitzim on Shabbos, so he was not part of that eida. And we dash like this. But who loy b'seicha eida? Eida refers to meraglim. Is that adas meraglim? Because on that the pasuk says in. Shalach ad Mosai la'ida hara azeis hashem elinim alai. Loshon of la'ida. We call the Meraglim a'ida. So when the Bnei Yisrael was saying our father was not Pesach a'ida, that means we're not part of the Meraglim. Hanayadim al Hashem elu misloinim. When it says Hanayadim al Hashem, it means misloinim. The ones who complained. Badas kairach means kemashmoy, kapshutoy. It means kemashmoy. That's what it means. It means, when it says adas kairach, it means mamish kapshutoy, what it means. So they said, our father died in the midbar, he was not a part of any of this. He wasn't part of Na'adim Hashem. He wasn't part of any of these chalakim. So we see in this pasuk, there's a hekish. There's a hekish between the Meraglim and the Mishloinim. So Maramak is Shloinim Meraglim. Because they're in the same pasuk. They're both in the Na'adim Hashem and Eda in the same pasuk. Umar, Lemak is Shloinim Meraglim. Do not make a hekish from Mishloinim Meraglim. The Rishbam explains what's pshat. Because it doesn't say vav, it doesn't say b'secha eida v'hanayadim, it doesn't say the extra vav, and therefore we don't consider it a hekesh between the two. So Mara says vayter. Now to come to the other kasha, the fourth kasha of Rapapa Ta'abaya, b'omri Rapapa La'abaya ulaman demakish v'slein l'meraglim. Those who make a hekesh v'slein l'meraglim means that what? That Yeshua and Kalev got not only the chelik of the meraglim, got the chelik of the v'sleinim. So it's a pella. Misloinim were a lot of people, because misloinim means anyone who complained. They said, like, that they complained to Moshe, willing to drink. That was a good part of Klal Yisrael. So you tell me, Yeshua and Kalev were Yerush, like most of Eretz Yisrael? It can't be such a thing. Like the Rashbam says, from the Psukim, and from it's a Davi Yadua, that they did not take so much. So it can't be. When we say misloinim, we don't mean the misloinim. They didn't lose their chelik, the ones who complained about what to drink. Misloinim mean the 250 Rashi Sanhedrin who complained together with Kairach. That's what it means. Those specific people, those misloinim, those are the ones that we're referring to when we say the misloinim. So it means the Meraglim, the misloinim, which are the 250 Rashi Sanhedrin who were together with Kairach, and Kairach, that, and that's Karach, that, which is Dos Avirim and Karach, those are the ones that we're referring to that didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And if you want to sound the Braisa, all went to Yeshua and Kalev. Now to the fifth Kasha Rapapa. Only Rapapa Labaya. Bishlom Lamandi Omel, Yotzim Yitzhayim Mishalka Oretz, Hainuch Siv, let's try the Pasuk, Vayiplu Chevle Menasha Asara. Asara got 10 different chalokim and 10 different Bati Yavis. Because if you look at the Pasuk, in the Pasuk, we know that two Roshei Mishpacha of Menashe got their chelik in Eiver HaYarden. That's where Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven were, and that's where Menashe got part of the chelik. The rest of Shevet Menashe got on the side of the Yarden, that's in Eretz Yisrael, got on the Meirv side of Eretz Yisrael. And there were six Batei Aves there. Like the Pasuk says in Yehoshua, that the Rashbam brings down, it says, the Pasuk reads like this, that Vayul ben Menashe anisarim lemishpachos lemnei Avi Ezer, that's one, Chelek, Asriel, Shechem, and Chefer, and Shmida. Chefer is familiar because that's Klafa's father. These are six Bati Avis. And then there was another four Chalakim for the children of the Mnois Slavcha. So that's why it says 10. It says in the Pasuk, Luchavle, Menashe, Asara, they got 10 Chalakim. Shita, the Shisha Bati Avos, six for the six Bati Avos, which you just mentioned, the Sriel, and Aviezer, and Chelik, and Shechem, and Chefer, and Shmida. And four of themselves, we'll see what the four is. So far, we only knew about three from the Mishnah, but now all of a sudden, there's four. So, all together, there's Asara, there's 10 Chalakim. Because we have the Bnei Slafa got, first of all, for the father, who is the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and Chefer was Yotzei Mitzrayim, and they got double on that, that was a Bechor. So it's really nine. Tomorrow we'll talk about it in a second. But Ha'asara, it's 10. Eleman, the Amal Bayarads, and therefore, Tzlafcha did not get anything because he was not from the Bayarads, and they only got Menichse Chefer and went back up a generation after the Bayarads came in. Tamnayu would have, it's only eight. Why? Because Shita Bati Ava is a traded to, and there was two, the two that came out to Bechaira, Hotam Nayetz 8, Freyti Gemara, the Kasha we just mentioned, and if the Yoitz Mitzrayim is better, it's still only three. 3 plus 6, last I checked, is 9. Vlatameich, Lamadi Ama, the Yoitz Mitzrayim is Chalka Ares, Tishav, it's only 9. So Gemara answers, Tishav, because it's only Shloisha, it's only 3, it's all together 9. Elamayis Chamema, what do you have to say? Chad Achad Ava Havaleh. Havalu, that one of the brothers of Tzlafchad, another child of Chefer, died without children, and they were Yerush his Chelik as well, together with all the brothers, of course. Not they weren't Yerush himself, but together with all the brothers. And that's where the extra Chelik was. Hachinami, if you hold like the Bayaretz, it was Trey Achidab Havalu. There were two brothers that were Nifter. And the Gemara tries to bring a Raya from Psukim, this idea that one of the brothers died. Down in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Cain benoist slav. From the beginning of the pasuk, it says Cain benoist slavcha doyvrois. The benoist slavcha tiny good. Hashem answered. Nos in titlam chuzus nachla b'seichay aviem va'vartas nachlas aviem lahem. That give them a double lashon. Nos in titlam, which is an extra lashon. Achuzas nachla, also extra lashon b'seichay aviem va'vartas nachlas aviem lahem. And the gemara, the baris darsh is like this. Nos in titlam lahem zunachlas aviem. That's referring to the nachla of their father, which is going according to the Man Yomal Yoytzei Mitzrayim. That's the this Man Brisa holds Yoytzei Mitzrayim. The Shmuel speaks out and Slavcha is from the Yoytzei Mitzrayim. Therefore, gets the chelik of their father. B'soich Achei Avihem. That Zu Nachlas Avi Avihem. That's the Nachla of Chefer, which is the father of their father. V'avartas Nachlas Avihem Lehem Zu Chelik Bechayru, which is the chelik to get the chelik Bechayru, even though it's only a Royu, like we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah. Even though it's a Royu. He also took the chelik of one of the brothers that died. It's the pasuk Nasein Titein. The extra lashon teaches us both. That's what the extra word machuzas nachla. We even the word machuzas to teach us that there was an extra brother. Now, that Tanakama also learns that it was from one of the brothers that died, but he didn't learn it out from the pasuk Nasein Titein because he learned those words are just lashon bnei adam and the whole words Nasein Titein. That's what teaches us that slavcha gada yerusha. He darshens from the word achuzas. That's what Rashbam learns. The word achuzas that one brother died. But in any case, we find here at Rasha that one of the brothers died or two brothers died. If you want the yama, and that's pshat when the ten chalakim. Now. The sixth question of Papa is the obvious question, probably is bothering you. Then when we figure out the 10 chalakim, we say six about the others, and then we got specific by the four of the Bnei Slavcha. What's happens? Well, there, Papa, Abaya, Kra, Maik, Chashav. The Pasuk says 10 chalakim. What type of chalakim are we counting? Itfem, Chashav, if we're counting chalak, whoever took a chalak in their father, so two havas, much more than 10. Because anyone who had a few kids, they're getting a bunch of chalakim. And he bought the office of Chashiv, then Shukta was only six bought the office. Because Slavko was the bought the office of Chafer. They were part of that bought the office. So Vas Epis, we counted them as four. So Gemara answers on top of Kufi Tesim Aleph, Loilam, we bought the office of Chashiv. Taka being Chashiv, Taka bought the office. That's why he said six. What's his four? We want to speak this out. The teacher says halacha that they get a chelik b'chayra. Alma Eretz Yisrael mechuzekasi. It's not called that Eretz Yisrael is not called royu. It's called muchzik, and therefore goes liyotze. Therefore, it goes as a din, not a royu. It goes out to pishnayim because it was called muchzik liyotze v'chayim. It's also called a muchzik liyotze v'chayim, and therefore. We had a din of Bechayra, and that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. That's what the Pasuk tells in this Eifin to give us, tell us this Chiddush, that this is called Muchzik, it's not called Royu.